Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Tuesday, the 26th of January. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here. And also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly. Good to be here.
Glad you're with me. Now, I have the two of you here to talk about an interesting story. And this is something, Charlotte, you wrote up about a little bit of shuffling around in the leadership over at Apple.
Yeah, this is something that happens periodically at Apple. It's, you know, the top team at Apple, particularly under Tim Cook, has been pretty stable. Mm-hmm. But there's some shifts around. And yesterday, we learned that Dan Riccio is moving aside as the head of the hardware engineering team, mm-hmm. and is being replaced by Jim Turnus. Interesting in itself. But the thing that really... Sorry, John Turnus, isn't it?
Yes.
The thing that leapt out to me was in the announcement, it was said that Dan Riccio was moving to a new project. Didn't say what, only that he's reporting directly to Tim Cook. I've got an idea. Methinks me know what's happening.
I wonder if Brian has the same idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't wait to find out.
Charlotte?
Surely this is Apple car. This is the Mr. Hard, like the guy who's led hardware engineering and been involved in Apple hardware engineering for over two decades and is now going to report directly to Tim Cook is surely leading Apple car.
What are things where Charlotte is wrong? I'll take things people say for 400, Alex.
Oh, why do you always do this? Every time we're on the show together, you find a thing that I'm wrong about.
That's so far from true.
How am I wrong about this?
I think it is more likely that Mr. Riccio is going to be involved in the AR, possibly VR, but I don't believe the VR part of the Bloomberg story that came out recently. The glasses, goggles, headset, you know, whatever it is that Apple's trying to do to get data in front of our face. Mm-hmm. I think that is a more likely fit for Mr. Riccio.
So I definitely agree with you that it would fit.
And yet.
But it seems, but the reason I think it was just the very specific thing of new project. Now, we know that Project Titan is not in itself new and has been going on a while. Mm-hmm. But it is a thing that has, at various points in its life, I think it's fair to say, lacked real leadership and vision and drive.
Bob Mansfield, what are you talking about? Like one of the most accomplished executives, like in the history of certainly Apple, if not tech.
Yeah, but there's been other points where it's all got a bit wayward and it's taken a long time. But, you know, and if Apple had wanted it to go quicker, it could have, I think.
But the car project was just moved to John Giannadria. I don't know.
There's definitely been some juggling. There has been a lot of juggling.
Yeah, and we haven't heard about
it feels to me like this is the guy and we've heard a lot of rumors about like get it the work to get the Apple car over the line, including possibly partnerships with Hyundai and or Kia. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that automobile is a specialization. It's not, you know, hardware engineering is one thing, automobile engineering is very different. I can just see someone who clearly is trusted by Cook and this kind of the top of the app. I can kind of see, I can see this fitting.
I do not see that fitting. I think that the AR side of Apple's unreleased products is a much better fit for someone like Mr. Riccio than the car is, especially again when the car was just moved to the head of the AI area. Okay. And I think that part of the car,
maybe wouldn't that important. He take on the kind of AR VR stuff? No, Does that come into that? Would that more fit with AI? I guess not.
And a part of what's guiding my thoughts on this is that AR and or VR, again, I kind of reject the VR part of our recent stories, but the AR portion in particular has a lot more, is a lot more closely related to the iPad and iPhone work that Mr. Riccio has been focused on for a while now than the car.
Yes.
Seems like if they're going to bring like car design people in, or car hardware engineering in, that it's probably not going to be necessarily an iPhone iPad engineer that they bring in to handle that part of it. And sure, meanwhile, you've got the AI guy who's working on all of the brains of the car.
Yes, but I'm just, for example, imagining we're slightly down a rabbit hole with this anyway, but I'm kind of imagining, for example, what the computer system and the navigation system and everything would look like in an Apple car. Feels a lot like an iPhone / iPad to me, as one example.
He didn't do software, though. He did hardware.
No, I'm talking about the hardware side of it as well.
Yeah, fair enough, I suppose. You're not dissuading me, at least.
No, and there's also, I think the other thing as well, is although you're right that the people who have been involved, some of the people involved in Apple Car are very experienced and very well regarded, I have a sense that this project is so delicate as well that it wouldn't surprise me if a kind of trusted in-house person, even if they're not doing the day-to-day engineering, it is kind of the overseer. And also the reporting directly to Tim Cook bit as well.
Doesn't all that apply to any kind of headset, goggle, glass project?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I accept your apology.
No, well, we'll see.
Well, you're gonna be that nice about it? Yeah, that deserves a big middle finger shoved to my face.
I mean, listen, we're recording an audio. You can't see what I'm doing.
Charlotte's British, Brian. That was a middle finger.
Ah, yes. Excellent. Excellent. As it should be.
I mean, yeah, play that back. That was a middle finger. Let me just break this down.
What's going to happen is that in 6 months to a year's time, we're going to be back on this show, and Brian's going to be right, and he's going to do a lap of honor, and then we all know this is how it's going to happen.
I'm getting ready.
We know. Brian's stretching already and warming up. We know how this ends.
Well, I let you guys kind of hash this out, but let's tell those playing along at home who the people are that we're talking about. So Dan Riccio is a guy who's been in the product videos. You've seen him. He's got a haircut that's very short on the sides. And the photo we have of him here, when you look, oh, hey, it's that guy. He's wearing like a black V-neck sweater. You can see that. So he started in 1998 at Apple. And he has been leading the hardware engineering team. So on his watch, he worked on like the first iMac. He worked on the latest iPhone. The M1s, AirPods. So he started out in product design and has worked his way up. And he's moving on. And here's the quote that we're trying to parse. He said, "It's the right time for a change. Next up, I'm looking forward to doing what I love most, focusing all my time and energy at Apple on creating something new and wonderful that I couldn't be more excited about." That's all we've got to go on.
As a small pedantic tweet, I don't think he was ever in design. He was always hardware engineering, which is not design.
Okay, well, I was looking at this. It said, after 23 years of leading our product design or hardware engineering teams.
Yeah, I think his first job was in the product design team.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know for sure enough to die on that particular hill. So
well, that's what I was reading. So that's what that's what I went with.
Fair enough.
And so he was the head of all of hardware engineering. He's moving on to the new thing. And the person taking over for him is a person who started in 2001 at Apple and has been VP of hardware engineering since 2013. Worked on the first AirPods, worked on all the iPads. So he's not, you know, he's also not like the new kid on the block, like when it comes to any of this. So.
And we've seen him also appear increasingly at events, which possibly should have given us a hint that he was getting a big job.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. He was in the last product video, but I don't remember, or product event, but I don't remember.
He's been in a couple of things. And when Apple sent, you know, does the clips from, I think, some of the secret labs and those kind of things, he's appeared. He's a very, John Tennis is a very impressive guy, I've always thought.
Yeah.
And I think when the news broke up, we were chatting about it. And I think I recall, within our kind of TDO team conversation, TMO conversation, we were like, we'd sort of picked out John Tennis as quite an impressive figure in some of the recent events.
Yeah. So I'm interested in seeing where all this shakes out. And, you know, I'll be There's happy to have all of you back when somebody gets to make a victory lap.
There's a possibility, a third possibility, and that is that he's working on something we don't know about.
Right. Which, you know, we're not supposed to know about the car, you know.
Something else.
We're not supposed to know about the AR, VR. So, like, yeah, I can see what you're saying, but also I can totally see it being something that we have no inkling of right now.
Oh, no, it's the AR project, but it could be... Could be something that we don't know anything about.
A player to be named later, is what you're saying.
Oh my God, Brian, you are the worst.
Yes.
Hold on, let me check my notes. Yes, that's correct.
Judges will allow it.
Brian, it might be something we don't know about, but it's also definitely the AR glasses.
Yes, I believe that's Brian's stance, is, yeah.
I'm quite annoyed now, because Brian's definitely going to be right, isn't he?
It's entirely possible.
I think there's a broader point, if we have a couple of minutes to discuss it as well.
We do.
Which is, and this has happened over quite a long period of time, Tim Cook is molding his executive team into, it's Tim Cook's team now, isn't it? You know, I remember the big headline moments when Angela Arendt and Johnny Ive at different points left, who were people very closely associated with Steve Jobs and stayed in their roles for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Particularly Johnny Ive in that case.
Yeah.
And now this is very much looking like a Tim Cook team. You've got Deirdre O'Brien at the top table. You've got obviously John Ternus moving up now. Dan Riccio doing a project that's obviously so important that it needs an executive to be focused only on that. I think it speaks to a wider change that Tim Cook is implemented. We know from his kind of shared deals and stuff, he's going to be there for a few years at least.
Yeah.
You know, as some of these people are lining up to be the next Tim Cook, we don't know. There's a lot of different things I think if we wanted to really get into the weeds of this, we could unpack. We might be slightly overthinking it, I might be, but there's something there as well.
I agree with you on the direction and how like over time these changes, and they're deliberate, you know, like this isn't, you know, a seat of your pants kind of a situation or anything.
Yeah, I mean, this is Tim Cook. This is always going to be slow and steady and calm and planned.
But we're totally seeing it. Like, we've seen the evolution over time. I think this is going to be another one of those moves where, like, maybe right now we're not entirely sure, but then when we get, you know, the next move or the one after, we're going to be able to look back and go, well, from here, all of that makes perfect sense. We just didn't have the whole picture at the time and went, well, what's happening with this? Why would they change? And we're going to end up, you know, with a very obvious reason why everything changed. Once we get there, we're just not that far yet, I think. Particularly with the vagueness the lack of information in creating something new and wonderful that I couldn't be more excited about. It's a whole lot of words to not really say anything. So I'm...
In an Apple press release, surely not.
I mean, you know. That was the part of it that I thought was sort of interesting was, you know, like the way that they phrased that was absolutely just so that all of us could spin our wheels, right? So I think it's going to be interesting, but like, you know, like you said, Charlotte, I think that this is another shift that has to do with, you know, Apple leadership and Tim Cook's vision for the company. And he's still got some time to execute on that. You know, like you said, we know he's going to be there at a minimum for another few years. And looking forward is going to be interesting. And so now what I'm curious about is looking ahead to the next wave of rumbles that we hear about stuff that's happening at Apple. Like, how does this change what the rumor landscape looks like, right? Are we going to hear more stuff about cars? Are we going to hear less stuff about cars? Are we going to hear more stuff about goggles? Are we, or glasses, or both, whatever? Are we going to hear rumors about something else? Apple has teamed up with some note, you know, like paper notebook company, and they're off to the races. Like, you know, I'm curious how this is going to change the stuff that people are speculating about. And I may be the only one, by the sounds of it.
No. I think you're right. I'm just hearing from this side of the Atlantic Brian's brain whirring.
Yeah, the microphone does pick that up.
These changes that Tim Cook makes are always very deliberate, mm-hmm. and very calculated and very specific. Mm-hmm. And I get excited by these changes because it means that something is in the works, mm-hmm. and I like it when things are in the works, and I can't wait to find out what comes out of this. Dan Riccio is an enormously accomplished human being, yes. and bringing those abilities to something new might mean that I've got something new that I can think about and, you know, and covet. Yeah. We all want to covet.
There is that. I think that'll be interesting. I am looking forward to seeing, because at least in the short term, we're not going to get anything more than what we have right now. So I am looking forward to seeing how the rumor landscape changes. Not because I necessarily want to spend a bunch of time on them, but because I'm just wondering how this is going to change what we see coming out of other people in the future. So we'll have to see. I think that's going to do it for us today, though. So, Charlotte, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Brian, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Always good.
And Charlotte, I look forward to having both of you back so you can take your victory lap. I am your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.